Session number 9241, Mrs. Alicia Gornowski, part one.
Can we start by you giving me your place of birth, please?
Warsaw, Poland.
And which year were you born?
25, 9th of September.
What did your father do for a living?
He was a businessman. He had a, together with his father and brothers, he had a store, big store, textile store. He was an importer of silk from France and wools from England.
How many people did he employ?
There were 15 people employed there, plus the family.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one younger sister. She was born 1933.
And where were you educated?
I started my education in Warsaw, and unfortunately was disturbed because of the war.
What kind of a school did you go to?
A private gymnasium.
Was that for Polish or Jewish children?
Polish. But there were mostly Jewish girls in that school. All of them, really. But educated in Polish language.
What language did you speak at home?
Polish.
And was the family very religious or not?
No. My grandfather was a traditional man. My grandparents, both sides. But not so much my parents.
But were your parents atheists?
Pardon?
Were your parents atheists?
No.
Did your family take an interest in politics?
Not my parents. I don't think so. No.
So, did you know what your mother and father voted?
I was very young. At the time, you know, I couldn't understand so much. You know, when war started, I was only 14. And now, at the time, 14 was very young.
Can you tell me what relations between Poles and Jews was like before the war? From your own personal experience?
Not very good. It was a lot of anti-Semitism in Poland. And I know that even my father suffered because of that, the whole family.
How did he suffer?
Well, even in business, he couldn't expand more. And let's say I said, I would like to, when I finish gymnasium, I would like to study. I wanted to study medicine. He said, well, it probably would be very difficult because we had a quota of Jews at the universities. It would be very difficult to get in.
So he was discriminated against in business, was he?
Yes.
Did you personally suffer from anti-Semitism?
Before the war?
Yes.
No. I was not so much in contact with non-Jewish children.
Can we go on to the outbreak of the war, and can you tell me what, if anything, you recollect of the declaration of war and the subsequent fighting?
I knew that the war was coming because of the moods, you know, and I knew that the Germans wanted to occupy Gdańsk, which was at the time part of Poland, and Poles were against it. And that was probably the first reason of the war. That's what I remember, that I was on holiday and my mother had to collect me home, you know, and the people were going straight away, were called to the army, young people. My father wasn't, he was short-sighted, and I think he was 30 by the time, you know, he was over 30, and he was short-sighted.
You said you were on holiday. Whereabouts were you on holiday?
About 18 kilometers from Warsaw. My mother had to collect me. You know, already it was very, people were very nervous what was coming. And the 1st of September, the war started. The Germans invaded Poland.
When the war broke out, I know you were very young, but can you recollect whether Polish people seemed confident or not? about whether they could handle the Germans?
Oh, yes, in the beginning, yes. They were very, you know, sure that nothing would happen, but it was impossible. They came the 1st of September, and I think the, what was it, the 8th of September, they started, already they were around Poland. Not Poland, but Warsaw.
Surrounded Warsaw?
Surrounded, yes.
And you were in Warsaw when
it
was surrounded?
My father got ill. You know, he got, call it, dysentery?
Yes.
Straight away. So we couldn't even go to the cellars. We had to stay because it was very contagious. And he was very ill in the beginning. So we were straight away separate from everybody else. But he overcame it. It wasn't, you know, he got better. And life started to be straight away very difficult for us. My father had savings in banks, I don't know, post office or sort of, and shares, and everything was straight away lost. So our life changed as from the beginning of the war.
When Warsaw was surrounded,
yes.
Did you see anything of the fighting?
Well, they were bombing. Of course, the houses were falling down next to us, around us. It was a terrible experience, very frightening.
Did you see people killed on the street?
Not in the beginning, because I couldn't go out. You know, my father was ill, and I was with my father and my mother. And I tell you the date, the 27th of September, that the Germans were already in Warsaw. But then I went out, and I've seen people lying on the street, horses, dead horses, people. That was the first time I was in contact with dead people.
Did you see the German soldiers entering Warsaw?
No, no, no. We were not on the street at the time, you know. They were already there when I came down from my house.
How were the German soldiers behaving in Warsaw?
Well, straight away there were robbing shops, killing people, afterwards arresting people and shooting against the wall. It was from the beginning. It was a very difficult experience for me as a child, you know. Such change from a normal life to I was living in terror.
Did you see them breaking into shops?
Yes, yes.
What kind of shops?
All sorts of shops, jewelry shops or textile shops or clothing, everything. They were, as usually probably in every country, some girls were sort of easy going, and, you know, they were, the Germans were in contact with, I don't know if they were prostitutes or loose women, you know, they were helping them, you know, whatever they wanted, they got presents straight away. My father opened his business, I think, just after, but everything was looted. A lot of things were taken, and we tried sometimes nighttime to take out something from the shop to save, you know, as using as money, as to be able to sell it. And we couldn't keep it at home because we had very often Germans came, and knowing my father being a rich businessman, they knew the addresses, they were coming to make, to check what we had to take from us. So we gave to some friends and acquaintances, you know, pieces of material, you know, to be able to sell it afterwards. And one day they just closed our shops and said it was a requisition, and they took everything.
Did somebody take the shop over, or was it just left closed?
It was left closed, and my father opened it again.
So how did the family survive after that?
Well, we managed. My mother had some jewelry still, and she was selling bits and pieces, you know, and we collecting pieces of material we left with neighbors. We're selling those things.
How did the change in standard of living affect you?
No, it was a different life altogether, you know. That I wouldn't say poverty straight away, but of course our standard of life fell, absolutely. And also my father was the oldest brother, you know. His two sisters, one was left, her husband was killed on the street. She was left with two children. The other wasn't married. She went through polio as a child, and she was alone. He had an elderly father who was without money straight away. And, you know, he had a lot of obligation towards his family. So he opened the business again, and he was selling, I think, papers and soaps and all sort of things he got hold of.
Do you mean newspapers?
No, papers, writing papers. But it was very short time, you know. Then he was afraid to go out because they were killing people on the street, you know. He became ill, you know, nerves and stomach problem, constant diarrhea. It was nerves. He couldn't cope. I think my mother was stronger than him.
Did you have to change your residence?
Not in the beginning. We were lucky to live in a certain street, what's Novolipki, which was actually afterwards ghetto, belonged to ghetto in Warsaw.
What was the name of the street you lived in?
Novolipki.
How do you spell Lipki?
It is N-O-W, just N-O-W-O-L-I-P-K-I. It's difficult to talk about it, you know.
Which part of Warsaw was that in? Was it east or west, or north or south? Do you know?
East, I think. We're living that apartment. The 16th of November, 1940, it was the sealing of the Jewish ghetto in Warsaw.
The setting up of the ghetto.
Yes, we're lucky to live in that street which belonged to ghetto. We didn't have to move. My grandfather, my mother's father, came to live with us, also my mother's sister. They had no apartments whatsoever, so we were all together.
How many rooms did you have? Can you recollect?
Four. Four-room apartment.
For how many people at this time?
At this time, we were four. Four, six, seven, we were nearly 11 people.
So what kind of sleeping arrangement did you have personally? Did you have a bed?
Actually, no, I was sleeping on the floor at the time, you know, because I gave my bed to my grandfather.
And were you getting enough food at this time? Was it sufficient?
No, food was scarce. We're getting, I think, a small piece of bread per day. We had rations at the time already. Bread and some potatoes and some oil, which wasn't clear. And the rest we had to buy on black market. There were some people in ghetto who used to come to the Irish side, and they were bringing food. It was a sort of black marketeers. And we paid for it. I forgot to mention that my father's brother was one of the director of improvisation of Warsaw Ghetto.
Director of what?
Improvisation, you know, all the food, all our rations were coming. He had he was working a lot. And that helped us a bit, because at the time I became ill, I had stomach problems. I had duodenum ulcer, being a young girl, because all was nerves, couldn't take it.
And would you? This black market you mentioned,
yes.
What would happen to the people if they were caught?
They were killed, of course, yes.
And they were shot, were they?
Yes.
Did you ever see that happen?
Yes, on the street, I did.
What exactly did you see?
I saw people against the wall, and you know, you couldn't stand and watch, you know, that was passing by or through the window. That was the only way to see it. We were afraid to walk on the street.
Who was shooting them?
The Germans soldiers.
And how did you know what they were being shot for?
No, people were talking about it, you know. You couldn't ask, you know, we knew what was the reason.
So these were Germans executing people for black marketeering?
Yes.
Did you ever attempt to leave the ghetto yourself?
Not in the beginning, no. We were working, after a while we started to work for a German factory who was sort of repairing clothing. They were bringing from Germany clothing. I can't recall the year, you know, because it's difficult for me. It must have been 1940. We started to work for two firms, Schulz and can't recall the name just now. They were bringing clothing, coats and dresses, you know, and we were repairing. I wasn't a dressmaker, nor my father or nor my mother, you know, but we were lucky to get the possibility to work in that factory.
Was it the three of you who were working?
Yes, my sister was still too young. My grandfather was too old, you know. Anyway, we were working. And some people found jewelry in the padding of the coats, you know. At the time, I couldn't understand what happening, but some people, you know, like everywhere in every nation, you know, they started to look, you know. But we didn't know what was the reason, how comes. We explained they were clothing from people, you know, giving to others during the winter, you know, to help the poor. We didn't realize that was already from the concentration camps.
When did you find out that they were from the concentration camps?
Much later.
How did you find out?
No, I was told. I understood, you know, because it came to me, you know, that I started to hear about the concentration camps and all put two together. I knew that was dead, probably after dead people. But not at the time. We couldn't understand it. We were happy to be able to work and nobody was thinking about it. A short time, and then we're told by the German who was the main director there. He was quite friendly with my father, and he said, well, run away. And we ran away that night because it was they finished it. He told us to run away because that was the next day the German was supposed to take away those people to Germany.
From
that certain place where we were working. So we managed to go to a different place, you know, we knew other directors, you know, they let us in to a different firm. And I was working there in a laundry. I was putting sheets into the, how do you call it, under the steam to dry it. From day to morning, and my father was working for a wood factory. That was took us not a long time, you know. We knew that was nearly the end of it all. My uncle, I forgot to tell you that was already, that my sister were ready, that was after a selection, and my sister was taken away.
You mean at the time when the director
gave you
the warning?
That was the 22nd of July, it started the first mass deportation from ghetto.
Which year was this?
1942.
Was this at the time when the director of the factory gave you the warning, you mean?
No, that was before. That was before. And then it started to be first real deportation. They were taking people from all the houses, you know, and mothers with children, you know, people who had no. We had certain number. We were giving people who were working. We were giving number, and we, sort of for life that we could live and work, and the rest who had no number, they were deported. We thought that was to work in Germany, but that was to the concentration camp, to gas chambers. We didn't know at the time.
So you didn't know where your sister was going?
No, not at the time. She was taken, we were standing, you know, we were told it was an announcement that we're supposed to go to a certain place, and they were choose which people to work and which to be taken away. My mother went with her little girl, who was at the time 42, and she was 33, you know, but she was nine, was she? And we're standing or waiting for the selection. And she was taken away from my mother. My mother was a young woman, she was 30 odd. And she just, they grabbed her away, you know. My aunt was taken with her two children, so my sister went with her, with them. But that was already to the concentration camp.
This German director, you said he was the director of the factory, did you?
Yes, yes.
Was he from Germany or was he from Poland?
German. He was German.
Was it because of his particular friendship with your family, or was he doing this regularly?
He felt probably sorry for. He knew my father, you know, and he sort of, you know, every German had his own people whom he special liked or been sorry.
So he was only helping certain selected people?
Yes, he just said to my father, run away. He didn't explain anything, you know, and that we knew that was very bad.
So already this had happened before, had it, that sections of people had been taken away?
Yes, yes. You see, maybe I'm not telling you exactly how it was, because I can't recall, you know, it's very difficult for me.
Quite. Do I understand then that once the war broke out, that your schooling finished?
That was the end of my education. I went to private classes, you know, in the beginning, but was very dangerous because the Germans put an announcement, whoever, you know, especially Jewish children, they were not supposed to be educated. And if they would find out that there were some illegal classes, they would shoot the children and the teacher. I went in the beginning, but then my father got very frightened, and he said, no, it's better not. That was the end.
Were these classes before or after the ghetto was set up?
Before.
Were there any classes going on in the ghetto, do you know?
There were some, but not many. People were very frightened.
Once the ghetto was set up, did the standard of life immediately decline?
Yes, very much so.
In what way did it decline?
Well, people of high education, lawyers, doctors, a lot of people were arrested. You know, people were afraid to talk, to give the opinions. As far as I remember, you know, don't forget that I was still very young. And they didn't talk to me about many things.
But the food supply deteriorated as soon as the ghetto.
Very much, yes. Was very little to eat. And a lot of people were dying from hunger. You know, I couldn't get... I had a terrible shock when I saw... I was walking on the street and I stepped over something covered with a newspaper, and it was a child. That I remembered my first experience. It was frightening, you know, that people were, mother were just leaving their children, they couldn't bury them under newspaper on the street. That was my first experience. Later on I've seen a lot, and you know, I got used to it.
So these were deaths from starvation, right?
Yes.
What
Some
about
children
you?
Were swollen, you know, we couldn't realize that was just from hunger.
Swollen?
Swollen, faces swollen.
What about you personally? Were you hungry all the time?
I was hungry, but I was very lucky that my parents still had something, you know, to sell, you know, to provide for us. At least we had bread and we had potatoes. That was very important.
Did you just live on bread and potatoes, or did you have anything else?
Well, I had sometimes some sugar and sometimes some beetroots. Depending, you know, if we're lucky.
But what about high quality foods like
no
milk?
Meat, no
butter.
Meat. No. The only thing we could obtain was oil.
You mean cooking oil?
Cooking oil, yes. So we were frying sometimes some onions and we put it on bread. And that was delicious.
Could you keep warm or were you lacking fuel?
We were lacking fuel.
You said that you developed this ulcer. Did you fall sick in any other way?
No. Only, no, I was in pain and I couldn't be cured because it was no medication at the time. That was that, you know. So I was eating bread and, well, it was a certain time I was ill. It was getting better and getting worse. There was no medication at the time.
Were there doctors operating?
Oh, yes, yes. But I don't think one could operate. You know, anyway, it was such a time, you know, we didn't think about it. Every day we were living in fear, so very, very difficult. Then I developed typhoid. I was very ill. You know, typhoid, which is blood infection. A lot of people were brought by lice, you know, death, you know.
Was it an epidemic?
Epidemic, yes.
Did the rest of the family catch it?
Yes, my mother and my sister. But I think I was the first one to get it.